Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour, we are joined by Marty's wife, Christine. Christine, good to see you.
Yeah.
We got a lot of things to talk about this morning, but we're going to jump right in.
Let's go.
With the president of Pittsburgh City Council.
Teresa, how are you?
Good, how are you?
One thing I've always loved about you is you're honest. You have to be disheartened with the violence in our town right now. You have to be scared too, right?
I think everybody is. I think everybody should be.
And I tie it in with cops. They hate their jobs, and they don't want to be cops. They just don't, right? Right?
Well, I think that you'll hear a lot of people that feel very disgruntled and don't feel supported right now. And that's across the country.
Hey, but forget about the country. Let's talk about Pittsburgh. You got six guys that want to be cops in this new recruiting class. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, I think it's just a difficult job to do in this day and age. And I think that there's a lot of people that don't feel appreciated. But I can tell you, I've heard many, many elected officials talking really highly about our officers. And we do recognize that they need some support. And so I don't think that, including our mayor, I've heard him say it numerous times, thanking our officers. I think they just need to feel valued and supported across the board. But, I think everybody has to just take a step back and look and see what's really happening in the city and what do we need to do and what is our part. And I think for us, for city council, we're allocating funds. We're trying to come up with better solutions. Reverend Burgess is one of the most knowledgeable people when it comes to anti-violence programs. He's done a lot of research and traveled. So he brings a lot of that back to the city of Pittsburgh. But sometimes what works in other places doesn't necessarily work here in Pittsburgh.
Plus, you have six studies going on right now rather than having boots on the ground. And you've allocated $1 million to groups that most people don't know. You have concerns about that money, don't you?
What I have concerns about is making sure that they're actually delivering on the services that we're allocating the funds towards. And so we have now currently our budget office, city council's budget office, the director and the deputy director, and our city council solicitor and our community services policy manager, they're all sitting down together to draft up some reporting mechanisms back to city council so that we can know what programs are working, what we should maybe allocate funds towards, and which programs may need tweaking or may not need to reconsider their funding.
Well, and Teresa, this is Christine. I work right downtown at KDKA, and we see the real problem with the homelessness there, the north side. I know there have been efforts to help with that, especially with the cold coming. Are you seeing that improvements in that yet?
So I think that back when Mayor Peduta was in office, he did a lot to eliminate the homeless veteran population. And Laura in Mayor Peduta's office at the time did a lot in that area too, working with AHN. Now we have a new administration, and I think that this mayor was left with a lot of people that weren't veterans, so he's trying to address that homeless population. And working from the previous administration into this administration, they were able to open a shelter, but that shelter only holds so many people, and there's just the need is much more than that building can hold. So I think we need to do more in that area, and I think we need to do it immediately.
And Teresa, this is Larry.
Good morning.
kind of really started to focus in with Marty on this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Youth, the juvenile, gun violence in particular. Obviously, we have many issues to address as a city, as a community. What can we do now to start changing that dynamic?
So I think Mayor Ganey has been out in the community trying to do that and have conversations with the families in the Pittsburgh region. But I think that we have to have a place. I feel like we have to have a place. We have a lot of kids that don't go home at night, that are abused when they go home at night. In some of our neighborhoods, we have some of the highest open CYF cases in Allegheny County. And so I really think that we need to have a place where people can go 24 hours a day, a drop-in center, north, south, east, west, and central, where they're met with social workers, police, anybody who they can help, bring a better life about for the people seeking help, and at least give a safe space at night and the evening. I think that's one of the things we should be doing. We should be looking at the Stop the Violence Funds to help fund that. To me, those are things that would more... An immediate response would, somebody there to help immediately would be more helpful than long-term plans, waiting for a group to, come together,
that's
an
right.
organization
yeah.
come together.
That's right.
Yeah.
I am so tired of balloon releases. I am so tired of these so-called community engagement groups. Let's all hug it out. What are we going to tell the truth, Teresa? We need more law and order.
I think a lot of people feel tired of it, too. And I honestly, if you talk to my community and some of the areas where we had some parts of neighborhoods that have higher crime than other parts,
right.
they want police officers.
I agree.
They're asking for police officers. And they are vehemently protective of them. They're adamant that they need to be there. And so what we're hearing across the country with this, the defund the police and
right.
all this, that's not something that, the average Pittsburgher and the people that are living in high crime areas are asking for. They're actually asking for police.
Well, let's
and
try
if you,
to.
If you lived in that neighborhood, you would be too.
Hell yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good people that are traumatized by this violence
right.
around them. And
yeah, absolutely.
So let's create some kind of summit that's going to get some practical things going collectively, because it's not just one single issue, but.
Right.
We
not one person can be the hero. We have to work together.
Right.
We appreciate you coming on. Teresa, we'll talk again soon, I hope.
Thank you so much. Thank you all. Have a great day.
Thank
Teresa
you.
Kale Smith, president of Pittsburgh City Council and the Big K Morning Show. And more to come, Christine. I'm also interested in book club.
Yeah. yeah.
This is, cerebral.
No, man.
I wouldn't go that far.
Come on.
We'll find out.
Come on. It's a yak fest, man.
And every Wednesday in this hour, Christine, Marty's wife, joins us. KDK TV anchor woman and also initiator and founder of a special book club, I hear.
Oh, come on.
Marty said earlier this morning, Christine, you gathered the ladies and talked about some books that you have read and want to read.
Well, you could kind of say that. I'll be honest. Yeah. Marty is right. It is a complete excuse for women, me and my friends, to get together and see each other.
Yeah.
May I ask a question? Then,
she kicked us out. Me and the kids.
I did.
Kicked us out.
I did last night.
Of our own home.
Normally, we just do like appetizers and desserts,
kicked
so
us
we
out,
can
Larry.
Go in the the living room or whatever. Uh-huh. But this time we had dinner, so it would have been a little difficult with the family eating dinner at the same time as all the other women.
I just had a flashback as a child. I remember my mom was in some kind of card club, and my dad had to take us to the drive-in theater.
Oh, my gosh.
Four
that's
boys.
So funny.
Little boys.
Out of the house, boys.
So my question is, all right, outside of what's the hot read for women?
Come on. It's gossip, man.
No, but there's got to be at least
gossip.
A title.
No. Let me be fair. I'm not saying, of course, gossip sometimes comes up. But, I mean, for the most part, these are people. I want to hear how they're doing. I want to hear how their kids are doing.
My kid's going to Harvard.
Everyone
Mine's
is
going
so,
to Yale.
Everyone's so busy.
We got a new Mercedes.
Stop.
Oh my gosh, that diamond is beautiful.
We actually had a funny discussion about the whole, I told them the funny stories about my diamond and the, anyway.
See?
All that stuff.
Hey, Larry.
So is there a couple titles, though? I mean, in case.
Well, I will tell you, I just listened on tape to the best, one of the best books I've ever read. It's called Demon Copperhead.
That doesn't count as reading.
Well, okay, that's another discussion, but let me answer Larry's question.
Will you let your wife finish?
Doesn't count as
Barbara King Solver, who's one of my favorite authors, and it is so good. It's really about, she wanted to write about the opioid crisis, and it takes place in Appalachia, actually not far from where I lived in my first job for 3 years in Johnson City, Tennessee. And it is captivating. I could not stop. It's really, really well done. So it's called Demon Copperhead.
Mm. Okay, now, what else are women talking about when you all get together
they're dogs,
without men?
They're dogs.
Well,
they go nuts over these dogs. Rosie gets more attention than
Rosie.
I do.
Yeah. We talked about, what did we talk about? Oh, where all the kids are going to college, applications, how those are going.
Larry, see?
What about, are you talking about this office romance that blew up at Good Morning America, T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach?
Ruin their careers.
So, for those that don't know, there were two anchor people on the show, Good Morning America.
Very talented.
Both very talented.
Oh, yeah.
Both good-looking people.
Yeah.
Both married.
Separated.
However, separated. And they end up having a romance that now was discovered, and Good Morning America has taken them off the air.
Well, let's be clear. It was discovered by idiots who took pictures of them and put it on social
media.
Holding
hands, right?
Put it on social media, and it ruined their careers. They're done. You watch.
So I'm curious.
Man.
Is there a rule? I mean, it doesn't matter for you two. Obviously, you're married. And
yeah, but we met in the business.
Well, we worked at different stations.
We did.
I met
my
wife.
And we were both single.
At WTA.
Excellent point, Larry.
I worked there.
Oh, right. Okay.
Walking through the cafeteria. Hey, who's that girl, Cindy?
But honey, it's sad, though, that honestly, I'm telling you, their careers are ruined.
It's very sad. Absolutely.
But they didn't. Did they really do something wrong that someone else should judge?
Well,
I mean,
there are rules in a lot of companies, including ours, and I'm sure yours too, that you, if you are dating someone who's of a lower, who you manage, then you have to disclose that because that could be seen as, you know, harassment or, you know, you're being forced to do
things. But if you're on the same level, contemporaries,
right,
and they're separated.
That's right.
So, I mean, you can judge them morally if you wish, but I'm just saying they didn't really do anything legally wrong.
I agree with him,
honey.
I agree with him.
No, I don't think they did anything legally, and I'm guessing it probably wasn't against the, you know, rules of the company.
Well, hold on.
But I will
ABC say, admitted they violated no policy.
Then why are they off the air?
Because they got abused.
Well, here's the
media.
Thing, though. I mean, it is in our contracts, and I'm assuming maybe yours too, that if you do anything that brings ill repute to the company, that you can be let go, like maybe a DUI or, you know, some sort of embarrassing thing or disparaging the company.
Interesting.
Now, some people might say that this is, you know, bringing ill repute because some people say, oh, they were both cheating on their spouses.
She's right.
There's
She's
kind
right.
of a question as to when it began. I'm not judging. I'm not saying it is ill repute or it's bad or whatever. I mean, this is not unusual by any standards. But
let me ask you, though, if a couple is separated until they're divorced, then by a lot of people's criteria, they still shouldn't be dating other people.
From what I read, there's questions about whether it was before or after they separated.
Ah.
So I guess they started. I didn't know any of this till Marty told me about it. I'll be honest, I don't really follow a lot of the gossip columns, that kind of stuff.
It wasn't in a gossip column. It was in every single newspaper in America.
Right. But you let me know because you're the first one to read all this information. And then once I started reading about it, I guess they were training for the marathon together.
Yep.
And fell in love.
And that probably brought them very close. I mean, as it would.
So is that why you don't run in the great race, Marty?
So here's what'll happen. They'll get big checks. Big.
You think?
Oh, yeah. But they'll never work again.
I think they probably will be picked up somewhere because I think this kind of thing can blow over. It's not anything like...
Ask Matt Lauer.
Yeah, but no, I think it's not anything like that.
That was deranged.
Charlie Rose.
And evil. Charlie Rose walking around inviting people in. He's walking around naked. I mean,
I'm not defending.
Because Natalie Morales, she did survive. She's still doing, I think it's The View or one of those shows.
Yeah.
the talk. So,
but you don't even know where she works. She fell so far.
No. Did this subject come up at all at the book club?
No, we talk more about each other's lives and that kind of thing.
Just curious. We're with Christine, the Big K Morning Show. Big K Morning Show, Wednesdays in this 9 o'clock hour. Marty is joined by his wife, Christine Sorensen Griffin, KDK TV anchor woman. And we were just talking about the Nutcracker because you have been a ballerina and you've done the Nutcracker.
I was in the Nutcracker as a kid in high school, yeah. And then I actually did some little cameo roles in the Nutcracker here with the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater when I was on their board there.
Marty never did a cameo for you?
No, no. John Burnett did. My TV husband, John Burnett, did.
Oh,
that's right.
Hey, Larry, this is a true story. Premarital counseling, okay? I tell the counselor I hate ballet.
Oh.
And she loves it. We had to actually agree that I would go to a couple of them.
Yeah.
Not
that's
all
fair. Couple.
Part of a deal. So what did you have to do in turn?
She's perfect. Come on. She's not the issue.
I got to ask you.
She's amazing.
He came in here complaining that you had requested a second live tree setup inside.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, everyone seemed real excited about it when we got our first tree, but then after that was up and done, everyone kind of lost their oomph. Well,
he said your three children also vetoed this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, right. Like I said, they're all like, oh, yeah, that'd be so pretty cool. And then when it came time to actually doing it, no one else wanted to do it. So I was like, all right, well.
Had any issues with the live tree? Because I just heard yesterday one of our colleagues had crickets come out of the tree.
No, but we found a bird's nest in ours. I'd never seen that before.
Said that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
In a pine tree.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they could nest there.
Yeah, it was
cozy.
Very hidden in there. It was cozy.
We love Christmas, though, honestly. I love
it. Yeah, no, we've always done a live tree. And I don't know, I like how each one feels like it has its own personality. You know, it's a little different every year. It smells good. And yeah, we have fun picking it out. But no, we're going to have to, if we're going to do the second tree, I think we're going to have to do it all in one because you kind of lose that
excitement. I have a favor to ask.
Oh, here we go.
Would you be able to videotape your outdoor lighting?
Because the competition?
Well, Marty never brought it in, ever.
Oh, well, okay.
I've had mine on my phone for 10 days.
Yeah. Okay, how about next week?
If you go outside.
Here on Wednesday, we can do our.
When you're walking Rosie.
Yes. Yeah.
Next.
Well, it's best at night, so we'll
That's
do it
what
at
I mean.
Night. Yeah.
Oh, you don't walk Rosie at night?
No, not often. It's kind of, I don't know, I'm nervous about cars.
You don't have Rosie on a little leash?
I make the kids walk her after school.
I got you.
Yeah.
Because Marty said he walks her every time.
That's not true.
I never walk that damn dog.
He doesn't walk her. I'll walk her before I go to work sometimes. Yeah. Like yesterday. No, well, the lights look fantastic. We had to do a few tweaks. I had to take out a few things that weren't working, so I think we're good to go now. Yeah.
There are big footprints on the floor in the bathroom. She's nuts.
A little bit.
So her friends are coming over. She wants our house to look like the Palace at Versailles or North Versailles, depending on where you live. Right?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah, I would say more like Martha Stewart Magazine or something.
See?
But yeah.
I get it.
She climbed out on the roof yesterday.
I did. It's a flat roof.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
flat. To fix some of the lights.
You do this yourself?
Yeah.
Her footprints in tar.
I got busted.
Across the bathroom.
He was sleeping. Mm-hmm.
I've done it 100 times, but it's amazing. When the ladies are coming over, man.
Okay, so here's the conundrum. Here's what happened. The wreath had one little section of lights that weren't working, so I put new lights on. Well, they were the cool-colored lights instead of the warm-colored lights.
So
it literally looks like yellow, 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 and then a section of blue. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
They're all supposedly, quote-unquote, white lights, but they're not.
Come on.
So I had to redo those, which I didn't even get to. It's a longer story I won't go into.
But you got you had half lights out, half on. That's why Marty originally said he couldn't tape your
outdoor
display.
Right, we got those working now. I got the rope lights out because those weren't working, so I think we're good to go now. I may not have that little blue yellow. You might see that little mishap.
Just a hint.
Yeah.
Larry, who does the spending for Christmas? You or the wife?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
My wife.
Do you ever go?
Not now. She discovered Amazon shopping on her phone. I see, because I get an email.
Yeah.
6 a.m. this morning. Boom.
You got a package?
The first notification.
Whoa.
Amazon's been hit up again. I don't know how much longer I can hold on.
I want to mention something to her that I think is annoying to me about parents today. And it puts pressure on kids. They're obsessed with where their kids are going to college. It annoys the hell out of me.
Why does that annoy you?
Because it's not important. And they lie.
It is important.
No, it isn't. It isn't. And I can prove it. It's not important. It's important that they go a place where they learn. Not that they go to MIT or Harvard or Stanford. Because if they don't get in there, it makes them feel like failures.
Well, I think some parents certainly put those kinds of pressures on. And to be honest, I think a lot of the kids put the pressures on themselves,
ma'am,
at Mount Lebanon.
Parents.
And some of these schools where you do have, you know, kids who are working really hard and parents who, you know, maybe
we have
value
gone
that.
To functions with parents who lie and say my daughter's applying at Stanford, MIT. I'm serious.
To your point,
in Michigan.
That's how these famous people, including that actress, got in trouble because that kind of
that's
pressure.
Right. Exactly.
They bought their kids way into school.
But you know, just last night at my book club, we were talking about this, and I think. What I'm finding is that more and more kids and more parents are becoming more realistic about what is the value of college and is it really worth spending a lot?
To some, no.
Right. To a lot of people, it's not.
Well, Larry, hold on.
It's so expensive.
You got a fantastic education at Clarion.
I did.
I'm telling you, ma'am, in Mount Lebanon, if you say your kid's going to Clarion, it's shameful. I'm not
shameful?
Kidding. Yes. I'm serious.
I went Ivy League.
I'm telling you, man.
Somebody said, Clarion's done Ivy League. I said, did you ever see the Student Union building? It's covered with that stuff.
I went to the Gatanning branch of IUP, and I'm damn proud of it. I'm just saying, man.
Well, and I do think kids can find happiness in a lot of places.
Right.
I think we kind of lose focus on what is the point of going to college.
That's right.
For me, I mean, we really wanted to focus on what is she going to study. You know, where can she go that is practical to get to?
True.
So everyone does put different, you know, priorities on different things. But I think it's easy to get wrapped up in how well-known and prestigious is the school and how beautiful is a campus.
That's right.
All right. Well, we'll have more with Christine. Where did you go to school, Christine?
I went to William & Mary undergrad in Northwestern for my master's.
Strong.
Oh, yeah. Northwestern.
I mean, that's
probably the best school in the country for journalism.
Yeah. I went to Asphalt U after Clarion. You just learn from the street.
Well, that's the thing. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure it really helped me in the big picture in terms of, you know, if I were to advise someone else, I would say you don't need a master's.
Two pretty expensive schools overall.
Yeah, and I was lucky for my family. You know, my dad was able to pay for that. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And college cost a lot less than two, but still I was lucky my parents were able to help.
All right, the Big K Morning Show. More to come with Christine coming up next. Big K Morning Show, Christine Griffin Sorensen, or is it Sorensen Griffin?
Sorensen
okay.
Griffin.
Yeah. Okay.
Either's good.
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Every week I struggle.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yep.
Paul Zeiss coming up 10 to 2. Paul, good to see you this morning. What's going on?
It's a horrible morning.
What happened?
Wow.
What happened?
No, I mean, look at it. I'm just in a bad mood. Never, when I woke up, here's the worst thing that happened. You wake up. You look at your phone and for some reason Twitter's up.
Yeah.
And there's usually the first post puts me in a bad mood.
Wow.
Today it was some nonsense from this woke moron that runs the school board at Bethel Park. I mean, seriously, how do you elect a guy like this guy?
Right.
Anyway. So that just put me down in a downward spiral.
Well, what can we do to uplift you?
Yeah.
Nothing. I'll get through it, you know. We're talking about, you know, a couple of Supreme Court cases I think are pretty important.
Yeah.
You know, one which is whether or not you should be able to dictate who, you know, what clients you have for your business, right?
And give a Christmas tree, man.
And the other one, other one is the other one is who should draw the maps?
Yeah.
who's to draw the maps for election? Yeah, you know what I mean? What we found out here was we don't want Mark Nordenberg drawing maps. That's for sure. We found that out here.
So you don't have a Christmas, no Christmas tree?
No. I mean, I'm sure there'll be one wherever I lay my head at night. There'll be one there. But I'm just saying, I could live without it. Trust me.
All right, what do you eating?
Maybe
there?
If you woke up to a Christmas tree instead of Twitter, you might be a little bit happier when you wake up.
I always try and, like, see if I can sleep from the 24th to the 26th.
Wow.
I'm just not a holiday guy. You know how it is. I mean, like I said with Halloween.
Strike me as a ho-ho-ho.
The only holiday I like is Thanksgiving because you eat.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
All right.
Even Thanksgiving, right? I just want to eat and watch football. I don't need all the small talk and all the other stuff. Just let me watch football. Eat football.
Paul Zeiss, 10 to 2.
Honey, love you, honey.
Before you go, Kidsburg.
Yeah, there is so much going on with Kidsburg. A lot of fun family holiday things. If you like the holidays, we got it for you.
Can Paul go?
Paul, you're always invited.
Always. Good.
That is kids.
As long as you have bagels.
Even the Grinch.
He's eating a Einstein bagel.
As long as you have bagels. I like bagels.
Kidsburg.org. Christine, good to see you.
You too.
Next week, will you bring the holiday light video from your home?
Yes. We'll have our competition.
All right. Wow. Sounds good.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.